The body of Corporal Matthew Lemke is back in Oregon. The Marine was from Tualatin. He lost both his legs recently in an explosion in Afghanistan. He was sent to Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland, where he underwent surgery, but he died 2 weeks later.
Well, joining us now is Q Map. He runs the website IraqWarHeroes.org, and he's attended just about every funeral and homecoming of Oregon's fallen soldiers. Good morning, Q.
Good morning.
You know, you often share your stories about this with us, and tell us, if you would, about Lemke's homecoming last night. Quite a sight, wasn't it?
It was quite a sight and quite a great turnout, too. We had there were at least 38 motorcycles that showed up, most of them from a group called the Patriot Guard Riders, and total, I counted, like 52 men and women that came out to form a flag line around the perimeter where the unloading of the casket was going to be. The plane came in at 9:41 p.m., and the doors opened at 9:50 p.m. And after the Marine honor guard then went and retrieved the casket and loaded into the hearse, and then we formed a we all formed up to escort him back to Wilsonville, to a funeral home there. It was an awesome sight. It was quite a long way. We had lots of local and area police that helped with clearing the streets, Highway 26. It's nice to see it empty. And there were fire trucks on almost every overpass I went under. It was just awesome to have the lights on. It was already pretty dark, and watching those flags and the dim lights of street lights, and that, it's just an awesome sight. And everything went really smooth. His funeral is going to be this coming Monday in Wilsonville.
All right. And just real quickly, Q, you know, we do a lot of news, don't have a lot of time here. We don't give the attention sometimes to these things that we'd like. What do you want the public to know about these veterans and these heroes?
I want the public to know that we still have men and women that are dying for this country, that are dying for our freedom. And I want the public to know that we need to help support the families, let them know that we care, that we appreciate what these veterans do for us. And, you know, if you need a reminder of who all recently has given a life for this country, go to IraqWarHeroes.org.
Yeah, it's powerful, all the pictures of all the fallen soldiers. It really, really hits you in the gut, really. QMAP, thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, that's QMAP, and he runs that website, IraqWarHeroes.org.
All right, and it is 836. That means it's time for Stocks on the 6. This brought to you this